There's a thousand flirting women living out there. They're all living the devil may care. Well, I'm just a devil with a lot of despair. So viva Las Vegas! Viva!
Thank you, Wayne Newton, for that fabulous intro. You're listening to Katz with the Dish. This is John Katzalamidis. I write the Katz Report for the Las Vegas Sun, Las Vegas Weekly, and I write for all the Greenspun Media Group publications. And joining me is the beautiful Patricia McCrone. How's it going, Patricia?
Hi, Katz. Oh, Patricia. Now I feel like I'm getting called to the principal's office. I was a bad girl or something.
Detention.
Something crazy like that. But no, it's hot. I'm miserable. It's hot. It's ridiculously hot.
Oh, this is
hot.
When you, yeah, this is not your season.
No.
Yeah, it heats up to 103, over 100 degrees this
week. Yeah, I'm sleeping like a crazy person with the lupus. So it's like, I'm not happy with the heat, but you know, it's a necessary evil living in this wonderful place we call Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
And luckily there's a lot of pools that are now open and people
right
can have fun at.
Yep.
But you, actually, I want to talk about you because you had an incredible weekend. Actually, we are focusing our show this week on where you were on Sunday night.
At the Billboard Music Awards, I spent about 8 or 9 hours at the MGM Grand, most of it in the bowels of the Grand Garden Arena. I covered
the bowels
of the Grand Garden, yeah. The deep recesses. I was on the white carpet there for the billboards. It's a star-studded affair. It's a show where the performances are far outweigh the awards themselves.
Yeah, I can't even really think of who got awards.
Yeah,
at this point.
Adele won a dozen awards. Didn't bother
but wasn't
to show
there.
Up.
Yeah, yeah, which is weird.
They didn't even send the woman in the Legend show who plays Adele. I would have been fine with that.
Oh my gosh, that would have been great.
She helped me host the Elvis contest.
I mean, did they just handle it like, okay, yes, she's won 150 awards. She's not here.
You know
Let's
what they do
on.
Is they give us a list afterwards.
Oh.
The focus is really on the performers and the performances. And then at the end of it, they give you, you know, the list of awards, which are not that prominent, I have to say.
Yeah, it was kind of like with the ACMs, too. That it was,
another,
you know, it was like,
example.
I think they gave away 6 awards in 3 hours. I was like, really?
Yeah. They gave away a bunch of awards. A lot of people were awarded, but the awards, Billboard as a brand means a lot in terms of record sales and attention to music and that kind of thing. But as far as winning the Billboard, you know, Icon Award, which Stevie Wonder, who we're going to be hearing from a lot at the top of this show, won, it's just an excuse to get him there so he can sing with Alicia Keys, you know?
Yeah, and I mean, it was the one thing, a very great moment was Bobby Christina Brown being there, Whitney Houston's daughter. It was kind of her first big public foray out into the, you know, out in front of people other than just individual interviews. It was her first big appearance, public appearance.
I was very interested in hearing her talk in front of that audience. There were 10,000 people there. It was a big, big audience.
Yeah.
And I was wondering how, it's a tough thing for a young woman to address an audience like that, and she pulled it off very well. And
I also
the tribute
was
really cool.
I also thought it was interesting that I understand Jordan Sparks is in the upcoming movie with Whitney Houston.
Right.
But it seemed very repetitive of the Grammys that, you know, Jennifer Hudson sang I Will Always Love You and sang it incredibly and sang it, you know, it was beautiful. And Jordan Sparks has a wonderful voice too, but it kind of felt like it was a copycat. There you've got another American Idol. I just felt it was a little.
You know, to be honest, Dish, I felt listening to that she was nervous. I felt that you could sense it. It was a very tough assignment. But anyway, we're going to be doing all of our show dedicated to the Billboard Music Awards. Josh Bell is off this week.
Yeah, so there will be no Josh Bell.
Yeah, so the next clip you're going to hear is from Music Legend in the Media Center. It's a pretty raw clip, Stevie Wonder. So stick around. I know we will.
Hi, Stevie. Stevie, you've won so many awards. Can you talk about what this one in particular means? Because you've been on the Billboard charts since you were just a little guy, and you've continued to be on those charts all these years.
It means that I'm very thankful. Icon, I still don't even know what that means. But to receive the honor, I'm very thankful. As I said tonight, the Icon Award really belongs to the Most High God for just making my prayers come true. And it belongs to all of you, you here in this room, the fans, my family, my friends, my enemies. Doesn't matter. I mean, the enemies inspired me to just keep on doing it and keep spreading the love. And the fans and loved ones just give me more love to keep working with. So I'm just very, very thankful. But I think also this award means that I have to use everything that I have to continue to spread the message that I have consistently said, that we have to come together, not just as one nation, but as one united world. And that's what I want to see happen.
Okay, next is Gail Mitchell from Billboard.
Yes, Stevie, you could almost win an award also for being the artist thing on a label for what you've been with Motown for how long, and rumors are that you're working on a new album.
I am, and as a matter of fact, I'm working on the album is going to be called, as the song was tonight, 10 Billion Hearts, and I'm working on a label as well on my own.
Okay, Mark Gray from People.
Hi, Stevie. It's no secret that we've lost a lot of talent in the last little bit here. I want to ask specifically about Donna Summer and whether you knew her and your favorite Donna Summer moment.
I think my, you know, I've had many great, number one, yes, I met her, and she's a very wonderful spirit. And we only had pleasantries to think and talk about and say to each other in all the time that I knew her. And when I think of her, I think of a good place, a good heart, a good woman. And I'm very sorry to know that, we just like heard someone say that she felt part of the reason she got the cancer that she got was from the fallout of the 9/11. And it's just very, very sad, as we've lost many people because of that. Again, as a statement, you know, why I just think that whatever, you know, country or culture or group you belong to, that terrorism, war, none of those things really really go together with what we really should be talking about. And that's, you know, a place of finding unity. My craziest Donna Summer moment was probably when my little brother came and said, "Oh man, you hear this girl sing this summer." He said, "I think that they put the mic on the. What do you say? I heard they had the microphone, you know, on the ground, and there was some things were happening." And that's, I said, "Come on, man, shut up. Spread the stuff around."
Okay, Mike Doria from Us Weekly.
Stevie, pleasure to get to talk to you. You know, you're kind of in a league all your own, in person that sort of sets the trend in the music industry. And you know, I see a lot of you working with newer artists and collaborating with newer artists. What sort of inspiration do you get off of today's people in the music industry?
You know, music is like life. I mean, it's ever growing, ever changing. Certain things, it seems like they're repeating maybe what you've heard before, but always in a different way. It's an ever existing thing, ever living. It's a life of its own. And so I'm inspired by just new talent, by the different technology that's coming out. That, you know, tonight I played this instrument called the harpeggi, which I saw at the NAMM show. And, you know, I've always wanted to play guitar. So I know it was a string instrument, but it sort of had a feel like, you know, playing the piano, but really didn't have any keys. So I was challenged to learn how to play this thing. I'm still kind of working with it. And so I, like, played it tonight. I'm crazy, craziness. But, you know, it's like, again, I'm just excited about music and musicians and new artists and new talent and technology. And I think one of the most exciting things that I've seen in my life is the contribution of Apple with Steve Jobs and what he did with making, you know, his technology accessible to those who have physical disabilities, those who may be blind, as you have with the iPhone and the iPad and the iPad Touch, and that there's an app on the actual unit that you can tap on, and it becomes accessible, and you hear the voice, so you're able to actually use the phone and do everything that a sighted person can do by just putting fingers on the various parts of the actual face of the unit, and it will give you what is called voiceover, you know, feedback. And to me, that's really, really great. So I just hope that we as human beings can catch up with being as incredible with each other as technology is becoming to us.
John Castellavetes from Las Vegas Sun.
Yes, Stevie, it's a pleasure to talk to you. You performed in Las Vegas on New Year's Eve at the Cosmopolitan. I was wondering if you have any plans to perform in concert in Las Vegas again.
It's so much money, go get me. know, maybe something. It was fun. It was fun that night. New Year's in Vegas. What happens in Vegas? Yeah. It was good that night. It was fun.
Belinda Thomas from Examiner.
Hi, Steve. I want to find out, you inspire so many artists. I want to find out, is there anyone that inspires you that you would like to work with?
Oh, God, you know, I think probably most of the people tonight in the various genres, because I'm not just a lover of one genre of music, but all kinds of music. The person that was with me tonight performing, Alicia Keys, I think she's incredibly talented. And I was showing her a song that I wrote, you know, a little while back, and maybe we'll be doing a collaboration together.
Jordan Beller from OK Magazine. Hi, Stevie. There's a lot of singing competition shows on TV today. CeeLo Green, Robin Thicke, and Kelly Clarkson are just a few big names participating on these shows. What do you think about the news of Britney Spears being a judge on The X Factor?
I think, you know, obviously, I'm happy for her. I mean, I'm happy for anything that is a plus for anybody, and that could be great for everyone. I'm good with that.
Chelsea Gladden from Breezy Mama.
Hi, Stevie. So I got to talk to the choir earlier that performed with you, and they were just so honored and excited. How did that come about?
Well, the song, 10 Billion Hearts, I wanted to have a choir on the song, and so I asked Mark Kibble of Take Six to arrange a choir part that would be great for the song, and he did. And we had a youth choir from Nashville that did part of it. In Nashville, it was a multicultural choir, and then different students. And then, you know, we had the choir here that came to do it. So, you know, I just, when you talk about, you know, joining our love, we have to have everyone, you know, singing and saying it and ultimately doing it. Because I truly do believe that if we could come together, you know, first of all, as a nation, but just as the world, period, can you imagine how many miracles could happen for everyone? I think that, you know, nothing would be impossible. It's good if that happens.
Two more questions. Jesus Conde from Kiss FM.
Hi, Stevie. I'm Jesus Conde from Caracas, Venezuela. Would you like, or do you think, to release an album on a style of song of a key of life?
You say, will I do another one, you say?
Sorry?
So you're asking me, will I do another one like that album? Is that what
you're saying? Yeah, with on a style.
With another style, you say?
No, like this. The same songs, will you like or do you think release an album like this?
I mean, I hope to do something, you know, I try not to say I'm going to make this better than this or better than that, because you get in trouble when you do that. It's like, you know, when you're making lives, I'm going to do it better than next time, than that time. You got to just give it all you got every time you do it. So, you know, I'm sorry. And so, I just feel that, you know, I give it all from my heart. And I'm blessed with the songs, and I put them together as best I know. And hopefully, you know, people will, you know, receive them as I mean for them to be received. And it's all good.
And finally, we have George Chiron from Inside Edition.
Sir, can I get your thoughts on the tribute tonight to Whitney Houston, what was going through your head, and also the passing of Robin Gibb this evening?
You know, what do you say? I mean, we live in a world where we have changes happening more rapidly. The planet is changing. I think it's all leading to something. I think, obviously, I'm saddened by, you know, her loss and the various losses that we've had in this last few years. But just any time, way back in the day to now. Because, you know, on this plane, as we know it, we will never, ever see them again. Not on this plane, as we know at this point in time. So that's a heartbreak. The blessing is that we're able to feel the pain, which means that we were able to have some, feel some love from that person, feel some experiences that that music gave us. No different than family members that we lose or friends. You know, we cry because, you know, we're saying, wow, you know, we're hurting because we're not. It's about us. We're not going to be able to see that person again, touch that person again, talk with the person again, hear their voice again. The blessing is, in this profession of sound and picture, we are able to have, you know, forever that voice and that sound, and we can educate other people about how great that person was. Truthfully, if I can speak as a communicator, as we all here in this room are, I just think that, you know, we cannot spend our time, more time, bashing different people that may be going through stuff. We have to really use what we have, the gift of communication, to, you know, get to that manager or that person or whomever it might be. Because if we think that person is so great and we love them so much, then we've got to protect them. Everyone has issues. We all, no one is perfect. They go through things. And I think that in the time that people were going through things, we've got to do something as communicators to help them to be better. It doesn't matter how much money they have or don't have. It's about us using the fact that we've been given the gift of being able to communicate, or been given the job to communicate to people, to lift them up. We have to still be a nation that lifts people up. We have to do that. And so, you know, tonight, you know, I felt that emotion that I felt when we lost Michael, Robin, we lose, you know, Chuck Brown, or Donna Summer, we go on to the various people that we have lost and will lose. By this time next year, we'll lose someone else. And it just goes on like that. The world moves on. But if we have within this time or that time people that are having some trouble, let's put our ability together, our strengths together as communicators, and help them to get the help that they need, and allow them to be able to handle their personal business personally and not make it a circus.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. God bless you all.
Thank you.
Stevie Wonder, a living legend.
So cool.
Yeah, it was really cool to
Very
see him
Very cool
walk
that
in.
You got to meet him.
It was fun. It was really special. It made up for a lot of people who didn't make it into the media center. But a couple of people I saw on the red carpet, the white carpet, I didn't expect to see were Steve Wynn and his wife, Andrea.
We love them.
And we're going to be hearing from him and them, and also from LMFAO.
This is Tara Palsha with Vegas the Show, and you're listening to Cats with the Dish.
Up next, Steve Wynn, known as a hotel magnate, a resort developer, talks about music, specifically about how technological advances have changed the way music is recorded and distributed.
This whole business of the disc jockeys and the music, Nick made a music with a song with Manufactured Superstars. One guy wrote the song, and then the kids from Manufactured Superstars and Nick wrote the lyrics and produced the record, and it's going to be a smash.
All right.
And Barry Gordon and I were just talking about how you can have a record company and be a producer and write the song, produce it, and distribute it all in your bedroom electronically
True
these
that.
Days.
True that.
And it's totally amazing.
And speaking of the music industry, if you know it as well as LMFAO, they talk about how they have to train to party.
I love it.
And Las Vegas, I've never heard it put this way, but is full of professional partiers. It's a professional party destination.
Very cool.
Listen to these guys having too much fun.
I feel a lot better. I had to learn how to train to party, like, because we're like athletes, you know. A lot of people do music, but some people stand up and just sing, you know. But us, we perform two hours a show and do two shows a day, basically. So we're like Michael Jordan, you know what I mean? We got to get our electrolytes and our stretch and our yoga right, you know what I mean? And that's what I had to learn, and that's what we did. Yeah, that's what we did do.
Are those the pants that you tear off?
Do
you pull up? No, these, I can put them down.
Yeah, no, we got like 100 pairs of pants, some tearaways, some different stuff. These are coming undone. I had some people bring me some glue while I was, you know, watching the performances. I'm gluing those stuff up. So, you know, we're our own seamstresses.
That's real.
You know, is that a feminine word?
No, seamstress.
Vegas, everybody asks us, where's the best place to go in the world? I mean, we'll be in Spain, we'll be in these places, and I just have to say, Vegas is the best place to party. They're professional party people here. You know, it's professionals, and we come to party, and we come to have a crazy time.
It's cool, I was just saying, because we went to the studio, and I said, it's so cool that you can just step out and roll in a limo.
Oh,
you
know what
I mean? Just, $50. Cool.
Yeah, $50. Get yourself
a limo. I love those guys. Everything about them is cool, and I actually think they were partying. One of them had been partying very hard for the interview. Would you say that?
I felt like watching them perform and then observing them in the media center, and God bless them for this, that they had been affected throughout the day by the party scene in Las Vegas, and admittedly so. They were very cool.
They are fun, man. They are Vegas fun. They're welcome here anytime, boy.
They are. On the red carpet, another group that likes to have a really good time are The Wanted. The two guys that we talked to are Tom Parker and Nathan Sykes, and there was a little bit of a dust-up involving The Wanted and Britney Spears.
I heard about that.
They talked about how Britney's security rep told them not to look at her while they were the opening act in
it.
Kind of
like
hallway.
You and me. We're not allowed to look at each other.
No eye contact.
Yeah, we're not looking at each other right now. Well, we kind of are, but that's okay.
And when the security rep told them that, they did this overblown thing where they all got up against the wall and then they started talking about it, and a kerfuffle ensued, and they're talking about that now.
The whole Britney thing got really blown out of proportion. I mean, Siva said it as a bit of a joke, like that's actually what happened when we were walking through the corridor. Like, it wasn't actually her, it was her security guy that was like, face the wall, and Siva was like,
hello, how are you doing?
So yeah, I mean, we've met Britney twice before. She had us on.
Love Britney.
And such a sweet, sweet girl. Mm. And great music.
I'm very excited for her to be the X Factor judge as well.
Yeah.
That's going to be really good.
Her and Demi Lovato, great pairing.
Imagine the banter.
Mate, two beautiful girls right there.
It'd be great just to tune in and just stare.
Yeah.
Not in a creepy way.
Do you think she's going to do anything kind of crazy, or do you think she's got this?
Do you know what? I think that Britney Spears is very like, she'll be very outspoken. She'll say what she thinks, which I think is a great thing.
Yeah.
So yeah.
I think what the two new judges are going to bring is a really good guidance to younger musicians and younger contestants, because obviously Demi Lovato is very young herself. Britney was there when she was younger. So it's going to be really interesting to see how they coach them and guide them through the stages.
Cool. Now switching gears a little bit, would you guys ever go on a Justin Bieber's summer tour?
You know what, I mean, there's talk of it at the moment, of it happening, and I mean, it could happen. It's just, like, we've both got busy schedules. I mean, he's on tour, and we're doing like our world thing at the moment, like trying to promote in different countries. So, I mean, we're trying to make it happen, so hopefully we'll be able to join him on a few dates. Guy's a little legend.
Any truth to you guys trying to get him a little drunk?
Oh, mate, when he comes to England, I'm going to get him fucked up. I really am.
You know what's funny as well? He's just accepted it now. I was watching an interview the other day, and he was like, yeah, they're going to get me drunk. There's nothing I can do about it. Well, there is, obviously.
That's cool. So, any summer plans?
We're just going to go. Do you know why I really want to take him? There's a theme park in England called Alton Towers. I want to take him there during the day. I just want to take him around some local pubs, some good English traditional beer.
I would pay to see Justin Bieber drunk.
Yeah.
That alone. He's going to be here, September 30th.
I have to think that he has been.
I would think so. He just turned 18.
Yeah,
March 1st.
Wow, hadn't we all? Oh, whoa, another famous person.
I tried to wedge that into an interview, and it just never works. I've seen him three times now and never gotten it.
I don't think he's ever used the word kerfuffled.
He hasn't,
which you used in the last segment.
Kerfuffle is about three times as old as he is, at least as a word. A little bit of a rhubarb going on there. But it was fun. I like The Wanted. I have newfound respect for those guys after observing them on the red carpet.
Someone else that you talked to, I'm really excited to see his show, because you know me with the music show is how I was at The Voice.
This is right in your wheelhouse. Yes. I was thinking about you the whole time he was talking.
I'm like,
about
anything reality competition, anything. Mm-hmm. Is Robin Thicke has duets coming up, right?
Yes.
And you talked to him about that, right?
Yeah, he did talk about duets and how it's different from The Voice. He talked about the difference between being a mentor.
He was a mentor on The Voice, yes.
And a performer and host on duets.
Well, you know what's fun about it is every night you get to
you know, you get to see John Legend, Kelly Clarkson, Jennifer Nettles, and myself perform on every show. So it's a little bit of a free concert. Obviously, with these music shows, you have the amateur contestants who you're hoping get to make their dreams come true. But the exciting thing about this show is the unpredictability of ourselves performing songs maybe we've never even performed before in front of a live audience, and yet we only have a day or two to prepare them. And then we do our best. We do the best we can. So it's a little unpredictable, and some of the performances are great, and some of them could be better. And I think that that's what the audience is going to enjoy. You know, because I started my career as a producer and a writer, and I did that for about 10 years before I ever had a hit song as an artist. So being a helper or a mentor, whatever that is, it comes naturally to me because I'm used to trying to get people to perform their best in the studio. But I don't think this show, nothing can prepare you for a show where you're performing. It's one thing to mentor or judge. When you have to deliver every episode with a new song you've probably never performed on TV before, it's very exhilarating and nerve-wracking and exciting.
What are you looking forward to on Duet
the most? What am I looking forward to?
Yeah.
Lots of money and crazy success.
How does Duet really separate itself out from The Voice of all of the other singles?
The best thing about Duets is that it's going to be on when none of those other shows are on. So that'll separate itself. No, I think what's exciting about it is that you actually get the stars themselves, John Legend, Kelly Clarkson, Jennifer Nettles, and myself. We actually have to deliver every week, as opposed to just sit in a big chair and use our egos to manipulate these poor amateurs. We actually we have as much pressure as the amateurs do every week, and more, because we have to pick the right songs, we have to learn them ourselves, we have to perform them like the seasoned performers we are, and there's a lot of nervous energy going around.
What is the elimination factor of that?
The elimination factor is by episode 3, one duet partner gets voted off each show until the last episode.
The stars get voted off?
The stars do not get voted off, thank goodness, because that would affect my wallet.
How do you feel about Britney Spears being a judge on X Factor?
Oh, I think it's wonderful. I've worked with Britney before, and I think she's a wonderful performer and an incredible icon, and we're lucky to have her on the show.
Thanks, Robin. Thanks, guys.
Thank you guys so much. Have a wonderful evening.
Great job, Cats, Fedway, and all that.
That was a lot of juggling that night.
Yeah, a lot of
those
fun.
Awards shows are. Yeah, a lot of juggling.
We have something really exciting coming up in town that the two of us are really excited about that's going to be happening at the Artisan Wednesday night into Thursday morning from midnight to 3.
It's at the Artisan Hotel, which is all the rooms at the Artisan are themed for artists, by the way.
Very cool. This has a lot of people that we love that are actually involved in performing. It's Lena Blake, who was the original Mother G and Mel B's understudy in Peep Show. We have Sabrina Bryan from the Cheetah Girls, Dancing with the Stars,
Adorable.
With the Stars Live. Another person we love, Tara Paulsha, who is, you know, dancer and everything right now,
Leggy
the lead
redhead.
Dancer in Vegas, the show. And also Sky D. Miles, who is currently in Vessel House in Texas, as well as playing the Ambar Lounge at the Trop. It's going to be a lot of crazy fun,
yeah.
A lot of entertainment. Again, please look it up. It's called the Black Box Theater presents
Free Society at the Artisan, and that's just off the 15 at Sahara. And you can see that black sign just as you go over the overpass and you just duck in there. It's a very cool thing. Some really, really talented people get down there.
So check it out. Let me shoot the shipment with every shot. Sabrina, Las Vegas.